I'm crying because, look.
What mom is pointing at and why she is crying will be the topic today in Baby University.
On 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy. I really value every day's little class that you guys are trying. All of you are trying to give me that. But I'm getting the best advice from you, from the Buzz listeners. And okay, listen to the scenario and you call us.
Okay, so 222-2899, and you are the professors. You're helping teach this class because it's been a while. Like, Scott's a great dad. No doubt in our mind, you're going to be a great dad.
Yeah, and there's
look at
general...
Scott's like, yeah.
No.
Of course.
No, what I'm saying is, like, there's things that are, what's the word for it? That
changed.
Diapers, I know how to do the diapers thing, right? But there's different things now that a baby girl is coming into the world.
A baby girl makes it a little bit different for you, yes. Uncomfortable. Yeah. And a lot has changed now that you're having a baby in 2019, you know?
Yeah.
So this, and I know you probably have a story if you're listening. And feel free, 222-2899, to share that moment with us. Because in the moment, it was traumatizing and you were stunned. But then now you can laugh at it. Okay, so this is a video that you may have seen on Facebook. It was also on Twitter. This family is actually from Rochester. They don't live here anymore. I think the brother still lives here. The Plunkett family, if you know them, Plunkett family.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen to what happened.
I'm crying because, look, Teddy found the buzz cutter. Eloise, turn around. Oh my god, look it. Do you like your haircut?
No.
Turn around. Why'd you let brother do that?
She said she wanted me to do that a lot, and so I did it.
All right, it's just hair. It's hair, and it's going to grow back, and mommy's okay. Did you cut Fred's hair?
Fred's the dog. Oh, my God. So
56 million views on Jimmy Kimmel Tuesday night.
The back of this little girl's hair, and we're talking about little moochies, adorable, like 3-4-year-old, 5 maybe, little moochies. The back of this little girl's hair, blonde pigtails, and the back is completely bald. I mean, not nicely bald, though, because, you know, he missed a few spots.
It's so funny. Mom's, like, later on in the video, mom's taking her little, she got pigtails, right? And she's kind of takes the rubber band off, and this clump of hair comes out, and she's like, oh.
So, now, that's an extreme case, but do you have that story where you just took your eye off of the kids for 1 second to go to the bathroom, to take a shower, like in this case, mom was doing, or just to, I don't know, answer the phone, whatever. 1 quick second, you go back, and your kid's bald.
And there's chaos.
Well, my daughter, and 222-2899, because we've all been there. Yeah. My daughter, for the longest time, I couldn't figure out. I mean, she was actually really good. She didn't do it in an obvious spot, but when I would brush her hair, I'm like, gosh, something's weird about her hair. It was weeks after in the garage. I don't know how she hid it. She hid it in the corner of the garage where I don't go, obviously, frequently.
The scissors or the chunk of hair?
This huge pile of hair, and her hair was so long that when I stumbled upon it, I freaked out because I thought it was a rat. I mean, it was huge. And I'm like, oh, and she's laughing. She's laughing, but yet with this look of terror, like I'm going to, you know, yell at her. And I was like, what is it? What is this? And I'm like, where is the hair? How did? And I was so confused.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, I cut my hair. And I'm like, oh, honey. And parents had warned me about this already. So I was kind of like,
figured this was going to happen eventually.
Because most moms had warned me that little girls love to grab the scissors and just cut their own hair.
Wow.
So I was kind of prepared, and I'm grateful for those moms that warned me. So now we are warning you.
Oh, my God. Like, never happened in the boy world, at least in my house. Never saw that. The boys had never.
I think it's little girls with. They're always doing crafts or they're doing their baby doll's hair, maybe.
Right.
And they cut their own hair. And those safety scissors are not safe for hair.
What?
Because it works.
You remember when you brought in the scary head thing with that I had to do a pigtail on?
Yeah, that's what they use for cosmetology school. I forget what you call it.
Yeah, the scary head thing.
It's not called the scary head thing.
It freaked me out a little bit because it looks like my wife. Okay.
Well, right. It does.
Did they cut her? What's her name?
Well, Anita Easter.
Anita Easter.
This is when my daughter was like 5.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? They got Anita Easter when she was 10, 12.
Oh,
so it's, you know
okay.
what I mean? That is that.
Because you have said that Anita Easter's hair got snipped too by the girls. Because I'm thinking maybe they practiced on her and did it to themselves.
No. Little girls, when they're really little, they will chop a chunk of hair off. And it's that moment that you will never forget because you go on this roller coaster ride of emotions like this mom did, Stephanie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. It's so funny. So that's your class
today. If you got a story on this, call us up at 222-BUZZ.
Found the buzz cutter. Eloise, turn around. Turn around. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look it. Do you like your haircut?
No.
Look at the phones.
I know, I got calls coming in. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, what's your first name?
Amanda.
Amanda, you are Amanda, Professor Amanda here in Baby University.
That's right.
Teach me.
I am not a parent. I was the kid that cut my hair. And it wasn't like a little bit. I wanted to give myself bangs when I was like 6-ish.
Uh-huh.
And I went right to the hairline in one spot on my bangs.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can just picture. I can picture what it looks like. That's actually a specific name of a hairstyle. It's called the Michael Strahan.
Oh God! Yeah, I thought I was in the clear, good to go. Yeah, no.
That's so funny. It's around that age, 6-year-olds. You got to be careful, Scotty.
Yeah, man, got to hide the scissors.
That's hysterical.
Great call. Thank you. Love it.
Have a great morning.
Hi, the buzz.
All right. So I'm not a parent, but my sister, back when she was like 4.
Yes.
She managed to give herself like an undercut way before undercuts were a thing.
She's so fashionable.
So great.
Right. And my mom had to give her like this horrendous looking like pixie cut. And my sister was absolutely furious, and she was miserable for the next few months until it finally like grew out just a little bit.
I love it. See, it happens.
It really isn't a boy thing, is it?
The best part is that I had a bunch of friends over, and mom was like downstairs doing laundry. So when my mom finds out what she did, she's just like, "No, Dustin did it."
Oh.
She's smart.
Thanks, man.
Not a problem.
Okay, another one here. Hi to Buzz.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I sent my daughter to school with bangs.
Yeah.
She came home with no bangs.
It's the bangs. That's what every kid wants bangs.
And all I got was a note saying she cut her hair.
Uh-huh.
She had 1 inch, if that, all the way across the front of her head. She looked ridiculous, and it took almost a year for it to fully grow back out.
Love it.
Great story, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor.
Yep, Baby University.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.